Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, latest figures provided to this programme show that currently 5,644 people are living in direct provision who have their papers and have successfully claimed asylum but are unable to access housing. Many are now being given eviction notices and say they're having to present to homeless services because they have nowhere else to go. Brian O'Connell has this story for us. And Brian, there has always been a percentage in direct provision who've had their asylum claims successfully processed but they're unable to leave.
Yes, good morning, Claire. There have always been people in direct provision, as you said, who've been granted leave to remain in Ireland, so don't need to be in direct provision anymore, but who can't access housing, so or else perhaps there might be a delay in being able to get somewhere, so they remain in direct provision. But the numbers provided to us show roughly one in six people in direct provision have been granted leave to remain but are still living in direct provision. I've been hearing in recent months that many are now being told they can no longer remain in direct provision. They're being written to, they're being asked to leave, or they're effectively being evicted. Yesterday we saw reports from Tipperary, for example, in Barsacane, where dozens of residents in one centre have been given weeks to leave their accommodation. Now, we'll come back to that specific example, because those I've spoken to say while they'll no longer be the responsibility of IPASS and the Department of Integration once they're asked to leave, they are now having to present to homeless services.
Okay, now I know you got responses from the relevant government departments, but you also spoke to someone who has to be out of direct provision in the coming weeks.
This man has been in direct provision for 5 years. He was granted leave to remain 2 years ago. He is desperate to leave direct provision, but he says despite viewing multiple properties, he can't access housing. And this is something I've heard from many people I've spoken to in direct provision, Claire. They say landlords either won't accept HAP, or because they don't have references from previous landlords because they've lived in direct provision for so long, they say landlords are very slow to engage once they hear that they're coming directly from direct provision. This is some of this man's story.
6 months ago, they gave us an eviction notice to move out July 26th of this year.
Since you got your papers, I'd imagine you've been trying to secure accommodation.
As a matter of fact, I have gone to view over 30 houses.
30 houses?
Yeah.
So what happens when you go to a viewing and you express interest?
Once you tell them you are under HAP, landlord seems not to, they are not comfortable with that.
So you've now been told you have to leave your direct provision centre by July. Where are you being told you can go?
They said they are going to take us to emergency accommodation.
Emergency homeless accommodation?
Yes.
The government is looking at circumstances where a lot of people who have got their papers, who are not claiming asylum anymore, are still living in direct provision centres and being provided for.
I actually agree with that, but the problem is, for us that have gotten our papers, it is not because we don't want to move out. For me, I even want to live independently. I want to be on my own. There is no accommodation anywhere. It is not because we don't want to move out. I want to move out. They are saying July 26th is their deadline.
Are you worried then about having to access emergency homeless accommodation?
For me, I am worried. I am a person with a disability.
And have you heard of many people in your situation?
In where I'm living right now, I think about 70% has been given eviction notice by IPASS.
And in those circumstances, is that 70% of people who are now going to have to declare themselves homeless?
That, yes.
It puts significant pressure on our emergency homeless beds, doesn't it?
That is the major issue. It's not my fault that there are no houses.
Now, Brian, organisations working with asylum seekers, they've also come across this, haven't they?
Migrant and Refugee Rights Centre, they're concerned that people with status are not being adequately supported to transition out of direct provision. She's calling for greater resources to assist people. And then I also spoke with Lucky Kambule, who's coordinator with MASI, the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland. And this clears some of what they're experiencing currently.
What has been happening now from IPASS in the past year, actually, where they put pressure on people to leave the centre, and what they are doing now is to write letters, eviction letters, with a date whereby people are to move.
And effectively then, Lucky, are people having to turn to emergency homeless accommodation?
They do. They do tend to do emergency accommodation. because that is what they are told by the government, that you've got your papers. It's, you are no longer our problem, and you are a problem of the homeless, and people tend to homeless sections.
What about the argument that might be made that we have migrants in tents at the moment, and we have people living in direct provision, and obviously to no fault of their own, but they have got their papers and perhaps they should have transitioned out of direct provision?
That argument, yeah, I would say it's valid. There is no support whatsoever in terms of helping people who have been stuck in direct provision.
What about the argument that people who have got their papers, who are still in direct provision, who may be working, should contribute?
I don't know how that helps the problem that people are facing. What are the rights of that individual when the person now is charging rent?
What do you want to happen, Lucky, in terms of people who are now being given eviction orders to leave direct provision centres?
People need to be given time.
And the majority of people, the vast, vast majority of people I've met in direct provision over the years, I haven't met many who've said they want to be there.
Exactly. People want to be out of there as soon as they get that paper.
Now, two organisations there with clear concerns. And yesterday, concerns were expressed in Dáil Éireann around these eviction notices, which were received by residents who were in direct provision in Tipperary.
Labour TD Alan Kelly raised the issue of eviction notices given to half of the 96 residents in a direct provision centre in Barsacane. The rest are expected to get eviction notices shortly, he says. He said it took considerable work for these residents to be integrated into the local community, and he is questioning government policy around this. This is some of what Alan Kelly told me.
So basically what's happened is in Barsacane, where there's 96 asylum seekers, most have got status. About half of them have been told they are being evicted and have to be gone out of the Riverside Centre where they have been located since 2019. The other half will be probably getting eviction notices soon. The real issue is that they've qualified for HAP, but they can't find anywhere to live because of the differential. It's a very, you know, expensive place to live down near the lake. So it's very difficult for them to find accommodation. But there is an additional issue. The people there have integrated so well. There is 27 children in primary school, 10 in secondary and 11 in third level. All the adults majoritarily are working and they're very well liked.
I suppose the counter argument that will be made is at the moment people who have been granted leave to remain, who are in centres, in direct provision centres, are not contributing. And meanwhile, we have migrants in tents in Dublin.
Yeah, and I can understand that. I get that totally. But there are additional issues here. One, there was a commitment made in 2019 by the Department of Justice. Really, we have to, as a country, plan for the next level whereby those who have got asylum are moving on. And I want them to move on eventually. I'd say they all want to move on eventually. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the state is going to be paying one way or the other because these are in centres. They're being paid for by the taxpayer. These people are working. They're paying their taxes. They're raising their children. They're participating in community. But if they are evicted out of this, they'll basically be on Tipperary County Council housing list. They'll qualify for HAP and the state will be paying anyway. We need a plan, not just for how we house asylum seekers, but those that get status and are integrated. And remember, Roderick O'Gorman's department is the Department of Integration. It's how we integrate them then. And, you know, just turfing them out and then leaving them, basically, in many cases, they'll just be on homeless services. Frankly, that's robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's a worse scenario and it's probably going to cost the taxpayer more.
That's Alan Kelly. And on that situation in Tipperary, Brian, what did the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth have to say?
They said those who have their status 2 years were written to in February and March and were told they'd be transferred. They point to the fact that if you go back to 2019 when that centre was opened, there was just over 7,500 people accommodated in IPAS. We have over 29,000 people at the moment, 1,800 single men waiting on an offer of IPAS accommodation. So the situation has changed dramatically. They say the accommodation there is required and contracted to accommodate those in the international protection process, and they have a transition team, they say, on the ground, working with agencies like, for example, the Peter McVerry Trust to try and help transition people out of the centre. Given the accommodation demands, they say Ireland has legal obligations to provide accommodation to international protection applicants, those who have permission to remain and who have been in a centre for a considerable length of time, may be transferred now to emergency accommodation.
And given that many of those who are being asked to leave say that they'll have to present at homeless services, you went and asked the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, what is the plan?
Well, this is going to put significant pressure on an already pressurised system. The department said to me individuals granted permission to remain have the same access to housing supports and services as Irish nationals. The department confirmed to me that there have been increases now in the number of households presenting from direct provision to homeless services. They're going to work to ensure that eligible households in direct provision can access all available supports. But as we heard, Claire, it's one thing having access to those supports. It's another thing being able to access accommodation with the supports as well.
Brian O'Connell there. Thank you very much, Brian.